Hello everyone, my name is Valkyrie and welcome back to You're Not Special, the place where I just talk and you can listen if you want, and you're not special, my lovely people. Thought I'd just switch up the intro a little bit today, haven't done that in a little while. You're not special, and that's okay. Join the club, you know. I wanted to talk about these little disturbances that happen in your day that kind of just like throw everything off of the loop, you know? You know that feeling where you're sitting at your desk and you're working and something is just off and you can't pinpoint it. It's like your mind is telling you that something is off and your body, everything just feels slightly out of place. Like your being is just slightly off center. You know, whether you wake up on the wrong foot or it's something that just hits you in the middle of the day, it's this feeling where you don't want to talk to anyone. Everything sucks. You don't want to know anything or do anything or get anything done or commit to anything. And you're just off. That's the best way to put it. It's just you are just physically and mentally off. Maybe even spiritually, if you believe in that, you know. In every sense of the word, you are off. And I had those the last couple days, just kind of like waking up and just looking at my boyfriend and being like, damn, like, I am so irritated with you right now for nothing, for literally nothing. And it's interesting because in those moments, it's where your mind essentially starts to tell you that you matter in the grand scheme of things. We get it in our head that, yeah, I'm feeling off right now, so I'm feeling bad, and that means the world is out to get me. And I definitely know that I felt that in the past. It's those moments where you're sitting there and you're thinking about work and all the stuff that you have to do, and all of a sudden it's just like, I don't deserve to be doing this. I don't deserve to be going through all of this and feeling the way that I feel. And there's very few times where that feeling is valid in our modern day society, I think. So let's just go through a quick example, right? So, for example, let's say you wake up and you feel just like shit. You go to school and the teacher gives out a crazy amount of work, and then your lunch, which is the same lunch that you have every day, all of a sudden just tastes like sandpaper. And you go home and you have an argument with your parents and they ground you, and you do your homework and you wake up late the next morning because you fell asleep early, and now you have 20 missing assignments and pause. Okay, I'm sure everyone's just had a day that is extra shitty like that. You know, but there's always something that you can do to remedy the situation. You know, the thing that people say about smiling is when you're sad, try smiling. And a lot of the time when you start smiling afterwards, you start to feel a lot better. It's hard to be sad when you're smiling, which is kind of one of the reasons why smiles themselves are so terrifying. Kind of side tangent, I've been having so many nightmares and like crazy like thoughts about people smiling and like killing me, and you know, like being in Maine, like we're kind of in the middle of nowhere, so I'm like turning every corner expecting there to be someone smiling at me. And that new movie, that horror movie Smile, came out, and it was genuinely like the most terrifying thing I've ever seen in my life. It was like all these people with like almost like Jeff the Killer type smiles, and it's awful. It really is. I hate it. I really, but yeah, so it's hard to be sad when you're smiling, you know. It's the same kind of thing with any situation that's kind of like what we call situational awareness, or just like a subsector of emotional intelligence, is knowing that, yes, I feel bad right now, but I'm not going to put it on any other people, and I'm going to try and figure it out for myself before it does get in the way of anyone else. Mark Manson always says that you have to pick your own flavor of shit sandwich in life, meaning that you have to pick the problems that you deal with, instead of envisioning the success that you may have, envision the problems that you have to deal with, is kind of what his whole analogy is there. And I know I've talked about this before, but it is true. You kind of have to pick the things that you get tired of and deal with them on a regular basis to even have any real success or satisfaction in life. Because, you know, if you're just chasing this dream of positivity without balancing it out a little bit, you're not really going to be that satisfied. So when you have those little disturbances, the things that push people over the edge, it's most likely a series of compounded bad things that make you feel that way in the first place. So it could be, in the example that we gave a little bit earlier, it could be that you wake up and you just haven't gotten enough sleep and you were kicked out of your REM cycle way too early, and that might be something with you, that might just be you got a bad night's sleep, but either way, you wake up and you have not gotten the allotted time scheduled in for your sleeping time. And so you just feel bad, right? You just feel really off. And that could be the first thing that puts it in place. And then it could be, my teacher's being so annoying right now. Oh my gosh, she's giving me all this work. So, like, that could be another compounding issue. Then you get home and you feel like your mom is, like, just berating you more than she usually does or something. And you're like, okay, that's it. I hate everyone. Everything sucks. Life sucks. I don't want to do anything right now. And it all kind of, like, breaks down. It's a classic teenage example, you know, but I'm only 18. I haven't experienced too much of life yet. But that's something that I'm sure most people have gone through. And if not, I mean, good luck. I really don't know what to say. But the point of me explaining all of this isn't just to talk your ear off about why things happen, but just kind of explain that they do happen. They happen to everyone, and that's why you're not special. Bad things happen to everyone in life, regardless of how bad they seem to you. There are things that people suffer through that tear them apart. And life isn't specifically choosing you to harm. Life is not kind of going after and saying, like, oh, Valkyrie, she's been feeling too good lately. I need to humble her. And life does humble you. It really does. But it's not motivated by anything, you know. There's not a universal wave function that dictates who gets, who really, you know, gets, kicks the can or not, or, like, you know, there's nothing there. There's nothing substantial there. You know, for the people that know me, and I might have talked about it on this podcast a little bit, but my mom was diagnosed with stage 3 gastric cancer, in late April of this year. And, you know, you go through a lot of different stages of grief when stuff like that happens, where I start to think, like, why? That's the question. It's always why? How? Why her? Why us? Why me? And those questions have no real basis, I guess, like, the whole why me kind of stuff. I would say that you go through these cycles, and they, after you go through them all, they just stop. Like, you go through the 7 stages of grief and it just stops. But what people don't really mention a lot of the time is that that cycle is ongoing a lot of the time. You know, I've gone through those stages of grief and have accepted the fact that my mom is going through something that might kill her multiple times, and I will continue to go through it. Right now I'm in a period of acceptance, but I know that in a couple days, maybe a couple weeks, I'll go through the same cycle again. And I went through phases of being angry, and I went through phases of being super sad, and sometimes I'll break down and cry about it more, and that's just something normal. But it's wrong to think that life is just targeting my mom. It's wrong to think that I've done all of these good things and now life is saying, okay, here's a bad thing to even them out. Those things will just happen. It's not something that is aimed specifically at you. And, you know, you realize that a lot more when you talk to people about the experience. I was talking to a friend that I met at SpaceX a little while after we ended our internship, and he was also saying, oh yeah, my mom just got cancer this year, actually. So she's going through chemo too. And it's just like, damn, like, this stuff is so crazy that it happens to so many people. And I just kind of want to, like, tell people that it's no one's fault. People will go up to you all the time and say, oh, I'm so sorry. I can't believe this happened. Like, what could have happened to make this happen? Like people want answers. And so do we. Like, we want the specific thing that got my mom to where she is. We want to say that, like, one specific thing caused it and blame that thing or blame that person. And we always want someone to blame. And I just don't think it's healthy. For someone, you know, being me, for most of you that know, like, I just want to get to the bottom of things. I don't want to leave things open-ended a lot of the time. Like, I want to say, this is what caused this and this and this and this. And I want to be able to map out that road to whatever answer I get. And when I can't, it's sad. So I've had hours and hours of conversations with friends about this, but I just kind of want to end on the fact that it is no one's fault. And it should be taken seriously, but also, like, the cancer didn't specifically pick my mom to hurt and no one else. It happens to millions of people all the time, and that's just, you know, me talking to my friend who just so happens to have a mom also going through cancer. That's just a testament to that. And I think it's something that we all deal with in our own way, but I think for me, it definitely helps to say, yeah, like, this is just a random occurrence that sucks, right? And that it's sad, but I don't think that it's targeted. So all that to say, we kind of went off track there, but there are these little disturbances that get in our way, and we are tempted to say that they are the fault of this, and they are caused by this, and therefore the world is out to get me. But I want you to know that that's not the case, and the sooner you internalize that and make that a part of your, I guess, mindset on things, the easier it will be to just kind of go through life thinking that you're grateful for other things. It makes it a lot easier for you to be grateful for things when you understand that, you know, life doesn't give you anything. And so you work to get what you attract. And I think it's a good note to end on, I would say. Thank you for listening to this, you know, jumble of thoughts. I do really like talking about these things. And as you can tell, I'm a little bit sick. But, you know, we'll get through it. We'll get through it like everything else. Life didn't target me to give this sickness to. So, yeah, we're just going to remedy it however we want to. But all that. And I will see you next week. You are not special. Remember, you are not special. But you can be revolutionary if you put your mind to it. See ya.